This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I've been telling America's story as I understand it. In my previous podcast, I explained the thinking behind that qualifier of mine, my "as I understand it" qualifier, that is. Still, you might be growing tired of hearing me say it. I mean, after all, obviously, it's the story as I understand it. I've been going out of my way to continue repeating that little phrase over and over again, even perhaps to the point of absurdity. Why? Because I think it's important for my listeners to understand that they are getting America's story from a unique perspective or vantage point, a particular point of view. Don't misunderstand me, please. I'm not apologizing, nor am I seeking any kind of special recognition here. It's just that when people hear someone say that they are going to tell America's story, the automatic assumption usually is that the story will begin with the American Revolution. And maybe some mention will be made of Christopher Columbus and the Pilgrims or what have you. But then there's usually a century and a half leap forward to 1776 or maybe 1773. I've intentionally parked myself at the Puritans, and the reason is the Puritans laid the foundations of American freedom. Let me be even more specific. The pastors, preachers, and pulpiteers of the Puritan era laid the foundations of American freedom. Now, I'm not stupid. I also understand that other voices, other writers, and philosophers did provide fodder for the thinking processes of our founders. Jefferson, Madison, and their ilk did draw ideas from Greek and Roman philosophers, and also some Enlightenment thinking. I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is that if one looks honestly and openly at the essential founding ideas, they can all be traced back, eventually, to the Judeo-Christian framework. And that is the framework, the groundwork, if you will, laid in by the Puritans. Now, let's face it, it's not politically correct to assign credit for an amazingly positive shift in political history to one small group, especially a Christian group. After all, aren't we told time and again that America is great because we're a melting pot and that we're a conglomeration of so many different cultures and peoples from all over the world? Why, we've even been told that Islam has played a role in shaping American history. I wonder where that whopper came from. Yes, we Americans have been rewriting our history. If you listen to some folks tell it, Christopher Columbus was nothing but a murdering thief. The Pilgrims slaughtered the Indians, and all the founding fathers were slaveholders. Well, folks can invent or rewrite history all they want, but the historical records still testify to the truth. One must actually invest themselves in the research, however. Now, I've been collecting historic colonial-era writings and documents, going back to the original sources. My growing collection includes election sermons and political pamphlets written by pastors from the colonial era. They also include a growing list of colonial-era town charters, the documents by which local colonists set up their own local town governments. Most of them reference the Holy Scriptures, and some of them even reference Jesus Christ. I'll be presenting snippets from this material in upcoming podcasts, and I'll be doing this not just to prove my point for the proving's sake, but more importantly, to help you understand what I've come to understand, that America's beginnings truly are bathed in Christianity and Christian ideas. In my previous podcast, I spoke about the idea of a vantage point, seeing something from a particular place. I also mentioned the word panorama. A panorama is a continuously passing or changing scene or an unfolding of events. Because history is already in the past, we observers can jump into it anywhere we want. And that's just what we'll be doing in the next podcast. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.